You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself. Go plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself. Go plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself. It's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
You get nothing.
No, no. That's true. I'm the main host.
Okay, you're the main host.
Keith's I might actually be the co-host.
Is Keith sidekick?
I feel like
both co-hosts.
I feel like I'm the we're two color commentators.
You guys probably you advertise it like it's co-hosted, but I feel like each of you think you host it.
Yeah.
And then you have a sidekick.
I think that's definitely true. Like there was one time I was like, "Hey Keith, shut up for a second. I have a question for the guest."
Okay, so Walter, you were saying who is
Hey Morgan.
What's up?
Hey, Morgan.
What's up?
Here we had Robert Wool on the podcast.
I don't know who that is.
Fuck, Morgan.
Nobody knows who Robert Wool is.
I blew that take.
We fucked that take. That was so much fun. We're never doing that again. This is the last time we're doing takes.
Yeah. This is the best, is Robert Wool. So we're in the middle of a Just for Laughs.
At what point are we going to explain Robert Wool to Morgan?
Well,
I like the mystery.
We're in the middle of a Just for
Laughs
podcast.
Let's play. You know what? Hold on.
Let's pause the podcast. No, we're not pausing.
We're not actually pausing it, you retards. Not fucking pausing it. I'm going to set the timer, and we're going to play a game called How Long Will It Take for Morgan to Figure Out Who Robert Wool Is?
How long is this podcast?
We're doing a Just for Laughs podcast.
Started the timer.
No.
You can still tell the story.
I have a timer here. I can see how long we've been talking.
You guys are professional.
I started the stopwatch. Let's do it.
Okay, so we're doing a Just for Laughs episode 2 weeks ago, and we're interviewing. We're not really interviewing. We're just sitting down with Paulo Flalo because we're like, oh, podcast coming together.
Paulo Flazo.
And in the middle of conversation, you hear Walter, "Hey, is that Robert Wool? Guys, I'm going to go get Robert Wool." And you're like, click, 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 as he takes off his headset and runs away. So then Paul's like, "I also need to leave." So Paul also leaves.
Is this the first time we've told this story
It's the first time we explained it on the podcast. Okay, good. Go back and listen to the Just for Laughs episode.
This is some backstage dirt.
And you hear it all happen. And then he comes in and he's like, "We got Robert Wool.
We got Robert Wool here, guys."
I'm sitting there being like, "I don't know who the fuck this person is."
You had no idea?
I did not.
Is he the guy from Batman?
Yes! Bing, 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 bing. 47 seconds.
It's a new record.
Holy shit.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Because I saw him walking around.
Yes.
But I didn't know his name.
Yes.
Saw him walk around.
So,
like,
but like, you're automatically assumed that this random guy I'm talking about was the same guy?
Well, because you're a fucking giant nerd. Only you would know that guy. It's not like, "Oh, hey, it's that dude from Batman. It's the reporter from Batman." And then click, 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 click. And I was like, "That's Robert Wall."
And he was like,
he was an artist too. You had it anyway.
He was like, "Artless," and so we're hanging out at Just for Laughs. We're hanging out at Fantasia the whole entire time, and he's like, "We got Robert Wool on the podcast." Like, Robert Wool was our get this year, basically.
Okay, can I explain why
me?
This was?
I'm no get.
This is post festival boom.
Okay,
hey, this is a super strong lead in for you, Morgan. Yeah. By the way, we had our Fantasia guests.
You got it's like when they put the shows after Friends. After Law and Order.
Yeah,
no.
All those. Remember those shows?
Remember the shows? The shows that gave a real boost to
And then they ultimately fail.
Yeah, this is your push, Morgan.
Exactly. Awesome. It's like whatever follows Game of Thrones. They always put a comedy or something up there.
Brutal. Yeah. I wouldn't consider Girls a comedy.
Oh, this is a comedy.
I liked
my hipster comedy in the form of Bored to Death a lot better than
Girls. Oh, Bored to Death is the best.
Yeah, Bored to Death is awesome. But anyway, yeah, so it's like, so back to back, the guests we've had previous to you were our Just for Laughs specials, Andy Nauman, some filmmakers from Fantasia, and now founder of the Oshaga Music Festival.
Oshwega.
Oh, no, Oshaga, Morgan Oshaga. Right?
Oh,
that's why he's here.
No. Boo!
Terrible joke.
I concur.
Punch myself in the dick!
I concur.
Morgan Oshay. This is an intervention for
Hey, Morgan O'Shea.
What's up?
I said it.
You know what we could have been doing right now?
What?
Playing Scrabble.
I was like talking about Robert Wool.
But in,
don't we all have Scrabble on our phones?
And okay, so here's okay. Actually, and this is I'm going to tie it back to the pre-interview I was doing with Morgan.
The pre-interview.
Morgan and I, we were talking about how we both watch the Food Network like probably too much.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Robert Wolf. Do you watch that? You know that show Chopped.
Yeah, Chopped and Chopped Canada.
Yeah, and there was a celebrity Chopped. It was like a week of celebrity Chopped.
Wow.
And Robert Wool was on a fucking episode.
Really?
So now, and I just saw that. And so now I see Robert Wool walking around the festival. I'm like, oh my God, reporter from
it's
Batman.
The guy from Chopped.
Fucking Arliss. And I could talk to him about his Chopped episode. So this guy.
How long did he last?
He did like 20 minutes.
Yeah, like 15, 20 minutes on the show, yeah.
No, I mean like in
Chopped. Oh.
No,
I'm still talking
like
about Chopped.
How many rounds did he
I
want to
know how he did on
Chopped,
goddammit.
I don't care how
fuck
long
show.
You guys interviewed him.
I think he made it to like the second round.
Second round?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not bad.
But he was such a fucking cut up, though. He was so funny.
My favorite part about that story was that it was.
Maybe he thought it was a stalker.
Maybe. I would have guessed that. My favorite part about that story is that...
Nobody should know this much about me.
Yeah, he's like, what a fucking creeper. The Chop story was that he... It was Celebrity Chopped, and it was like Comedian Day, and it was him, Sinbad, someone else?
It's usually four.
Okay, whatever. Four people. And they had Bobby Slayton in the wings just in case
Bobby
someone
Slayton
didn't show
was
up.
Like a Bobby guy. Bobby Slayton was there that day. He's like, he just tells the story even though it totally calls out Bobby Slayton. He's like, yeah, Bobby Slayton was there that day in case, you know, somebody couldn't make it or something.
We're just like Bobby Slayton
like, just
in
like all
the
day
wing.
Be like, hey, here we go. Bobby's here. Pitbull gonna cook today. Hey, what am I on? When am I on this bullshit? Hey, Bobby!
Sinbad showed up, so you're not on the show.
Yeah.
And two other guys that no one can play.
No one can remember.
I forget, man.
Well, whatever. You're the expert on Chopped.
I think I saw Penn Jillette do one of those things or something.
A Celebrity Chopped?
Yeah, but Penn Jillette does like every celebrity reality show ever.
Yeah.
And apparently he's kind of a shitty guy. Or so says Kindler. But Kindler says a lot of people are shitty guys.
A lot of people are.
Yeah. I'm really sad to have missed that this year. Kindler's Kindler's
oh my
rant.
God, it was awkward this year. Did you go?
No, what for what?
Kindler's State of the Union thing?
State of the Union?
State of the industry.
State of the industry. I thought that was like Jim Norton, or did he do the keynote?
No, Jim Norton does the keynote.
Keynote.
It's basically
different.
The same goddamn same thing. Yeah. Though. Like, I mean, it depends how you approach it. And Kindler does such, like, barely approaches, like, actually offering like a formal State of the Union as much as he just like bitches
shits on
there.
Stuff that he doesn't like.
Yeah,
which is really like I really like last year where he's
got more awkward this year though.
It got more awkward then. It's like an hour thing. And
he
last
about what's
last year he
the,
talked about like Adam Carolla for like a half hour.
And this one he went after the Anthony from Opie and Anthony there.
Oh really? the I'm gonna kill you guy.
Ooh. Yeah, he went after that. But then instead of just you know going after him, he proceeds to pull out like printouts of his tweets, and just starts reading it verbatim. Just starts reading his crazy racist tweets verbatim, and then he's like, okay guys, well that's it for me. He fucking closed on it. Like he
that's
like,
pretty funny.
Which yeah, is like, which is super weird because Norton said that comedians can say anything the day earlier, and defended Anthony. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of defended
ish,
it.
Like, ish. He said that he, like, shouldn't have said it, but also shouldn't have caught as much flack as he did.
I didn't even know any of this was happening.
Really?
No.
You came off like you did, though. That was good.
You
were nodding knowingly the whole time.
I want to tell you, we're going to keep that take. We're taking the first one, all right?
Yeah. Take?
Yeah, I don't even remember the whole entire story, but it was like, he went on Twitter, and then he said some, like... Said some shit in the heat of the moment that obviously, since it's Twitter, got retweeted and, like, tweeted out of context.
I don't understand how people, like, just do shit in the heat of the moment. Like, you write it down. You don't have to click send. You just go, like, have a cigarette, walk it off for an hour, and then you go back. And then okay.
There's an interesting program that's on every computer called Notepad. Just write your thoughts there. It doesn't connect to the internet. It doesn't go anywhere. And then you can save it and you can read back and be like, oh no, I should not post that to the internet.
Maybe he does do that. And he's like, this is the best shit. Then he's like, oh, I don't know, it's heat of the moment.
Just has to bail on it. Walter, what's the worst thing you've ever tweeted? Oh, I know this story. When you tweeted angrily at Dead Paul Walker's Twitter account.
No, it's that joke I do. I'm like,
is the Twitter account
no, just,
Dead
no,
Paul
I'm not,
Walker?
It was still
it's
actual
Paul Walker's
Paul Walker.
Actual Twitter
during the Oscars, I got kind of blackout drunk. And I
tweet blackout?
I tweeted, just to the point where I started to not remember what I was doing.
Yeah, that's blacking out.
And
Morgan nodded knowingly. Yeah, that's blacking out.
And I said hashtag you deserved it at Paul Walker.
How did that? Because
I thought that was real funny.
Did you get retweeted at all?
Did you get a complaint or just no one cared?
I don't think I don't give a shit. Like, and then I just saw it and I deleted it 3-4 days later. Like. Nothing admits guilt more like deleting a tweet.
Yeah,
like.
The only thing I ever used my Twitter for, I didn't use it for the longest time, and then I used it to, promo Spice Face, and then I used it to try and cuss out all the Food Network stars, and then, hopefully to try and get Food Network to give me something. It didn't work.
What?
It didn't work.
What, by cussing out their stars?
Yeah, well, I didn't go about it very well. People told me this 7 tweets in. It was what are you doing? I'm like, this is my plan. They're like, you're not going about it right. So I'd be like, yeah, I push the Food Network more than Guy Fieri pushes Frosted Bangs or Frosted Tips or something like that. And then kind of lame shit about.
Oh, you were trying to plug it.
Yeah, I was plugging the Food Network by cussing out their stars. I love the Food Network more than Gordon Ramsay pretend loves his family. Then you'd hashtag the program and then hashtag Food Network.
Pretend loves his family?
Yeah, have you ever seen that show when it's cooking at home with Gordon Ramsay and he cooks with his family and it's the only time he ever sees his family, you can tell. And he's just
he's traveling to hotels and restaurants.
Yeah, he's just so fake and loves. Oh, there you go, Gerald. Oh, they're Pat's. Oh, you. And then he has these fake fucking
Gerald,
moments
Father.
Where it's full of joy. But you know he's as soon as that, the cuts, the first take was get it right. It's very demanding.
I would love him to go restaurant makeover on his kids and be you call this tartar, and just throwing it in their face.
That's why they call him One Take Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One take, Gordon.
Gordon, one take, Gordon.
Not
one
like
take.
Me. I need three takes.
Three take, Morgan, three take.
That's what we're doing. We discussed it.
You're going to do 3 full hours?
We're going to do this 3 times.
Three times. So far, I think there's some stuff we can use in that first 10 minutes. Some stuff, so just memorize it. I've been taking notes.
I was going to say something that I can't say on the podcast.
Ric Flair, what?
Because I edited it out. I actually did some editing last podcast.
Oh, yeah? You're cutting out this gold?
I cut out a few minutes.
Can we talk about it for a minute right now? You can just cut this out?
No, because it's really hard. I cut out a few minutes at the beginning.
What happened?
When we talked about the piano player, and then based on events that happened later, I was like, we should not have that on podcast.
Why, did the piano player die?
Yes.
Really?
What piano player?
Think about the last podcast we recorded.
What piano player?
There was the piano player.
Yeah. It was
right?
Someone
in the
you
background?
He died?
No, God. What the fuck, Walter?
What?
I'll explain this more later. I feel that anyone who actually listens to our podcast back to back could probably put this together.
How
but
many
Walter,
of those, though? How many people? How many repeats do you guys get?
It's hard. You can't really judge repeats.
Wait, hold on, though. But we didn't talk about that on the air, though.
No, but we did talk about the piano player at the beginning of the podcast. That's why I cut it
but
out.
We didn't say anything bad about him.
Nah.
What did I say?
Nah.
I said he's. What is he?
We probably stopped talking about that. Walter's but now that's all I want to talk about.
Hold on, and 3, 2. What? Hey, Morgan, here we had Robert Wool on the on the podcast.
Who's Robert Wool?
Take 2. 3.
Who's Robert Wool?
I'm a very, very bad actor.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who's
right. Who's Robert Wool?
I missed Spice Face. I was sequestered.
Oh, it was amazing.
How was it?
It was awesome. Did you see it? Did you see Spice Face? You didn't see Spice Face.
I was sequestered. I was legally bound to be not to...
You guys don't support. You can support other, all the other fringe local arts, huh?
Every other one.
Yeah, no. Every I was so stoked. I was really happy. The first show, because we had so much hype. We had some pretty good hype for it. We got a couple top 12s to see, and people thought we were
you're always sneaking in 11 and 12.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely.
God, thank God people abandoned top 10.
That's amazing. Well, it's just because it's such a fucking silly idea. It's just a fun idea. So people thought. This was maybe a real theater production group. So because of the heat, we had all these we had a bunch of reviewers out on the first night. And the first night was a fucking mess. It's just 8 comedians. I can barely remember their lines. We're backstage just talking and smashing into things. It was a fucking disaster. But like, you know, by the end of the run, it was hilarious. It was a funny script. Like, Dahlgren killed it. Like, I was really proud of what we did, and like, you know, we made a bit of money. Like,
ooh,
which is pretty hard to
do. The elusive,
Fringe.
A little bit. Of
I know.
Money
I love Fringe because like, when we're first signing up, everyone's just like, you know, you're not gonna make money. We're like, why are you guys so against money? I'd like to make some of my money.
People
back.
At Fringe telling you that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you're not gonna make money. Oh, thank you. Person
get out now. I think we will. No, I'll choose two.
That's yeah, exactly. Who wants to leave, can leave now. But give us some money.
Yeah, no, it was super fun. It was a great experience.
Nope.
Hey, wait, did I botch that last take?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then, so you went from, would you say it was the success of Spice Face that propels you to your JFL slot?
Absolutely, Walter.
That's amazing.
or was it older?
Much like Robert Wool before me.
Much like
acting was why I got into comedy or something. I don't know, is that true? Absolutely.
He talked about Michael Keaton as well.
Michael Keaton's amazing. I can't wait to see Birdman. Have you guys seen the preview for this
movie? I heard it's good though. It's about Batman though somehow. It's about people.
I guess I never even put that together. Yeah.
It's about somebody who's. What is it? What's the plot?
I think someone who played like a superhero that's all washed up, and then he like tries to like, you know, get it back by putting on, like a production of the superhero. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just saw the trailer. It just looks beautiful.
Cool.
And it's supposed to be like edited, so like it looks like one take.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So,
did you
go
watch
check
that?
Out Birdman.
Did you
in
watch
theaters October?
Having nothing to do with Morgan.
It would be so funny if Mr. Movie Phone was your voice.
Yeah, just this annoying.
Just you.
Hey,
like, hey, what's up?
But it's Morgan.
What
like
movie
six
do you want to see? What
in.
Movie do you want to see? Birdman. That's chill.
You know what that's about. I think.
I'll tell you what I think it's about.
All right, sort of name like, a movie and I'll tell you what I think about it. A new one.
A new movie that's coming out? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, that's with like Chris Pratt. He like finally shed his fat and now he's just showing people that he's ripped. And that's what the whole movie's about. It's just him.
It actually starts
off with him being a fat guy in Parks and Rec. And then he starts just hitting the gym. Doing Eminem freestyles.
You saw that? That was
really good. And then he
so
like
Guardians
becomes
of the Galaxy.
Guardian of the Galaxy. Once he gets all ripped, he
Guardians
saves
of the Galaxy
the world.
Is a direct sequel to Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
I understand.
No, it's actually like a kind of like a being John Malkovich kind of.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, my favorite.
It would be Guardians of the Galaxy. Would be like a dream that his character on Parks and Rec would have.
Yeah, I've never like, seen it would that. Be a, it's amazing.
My favorite.
See, there you go again. Just make references and stuff you haven't
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, that's
it.
That
and
was
you
the challenge.
It, and you do it so well.
That was the challenge. That's what
my favorite. My favorite unrelated movies that could be sequels to each other is 500 Days of Summer. Is the story of how Cobra Commander like became evil. If you watch, because Joseph
I've
Gordon
seen none of those movies.
Okay, well, have you seen both of those movies, Walter?
I've seen neither of those films.
What the fuck?
I think it's none of those films.
Neither. I've seen neither of those.
I've seen zero
I've
of
seen
these
none
movies.
Of them.
I ain't seen
none of them.
I've seen zero.
You and your book talk.
You guys should watch 500 Days of Summer, the first year.
It's pretty good.
It's really good, actually. Yeah.
Maybe watch a piece of it, a little part.
A little piece. Watched a slice. Robert Wool
Robert
also thinks that hour by hour the Batman series gets worse and worse.
Okay.
Hour by hour. He's like, the second hour of the first Batman movie is not as strong as the first hour. The second first hour of the second Batman movie is not as strong, and so on and so forth. He's like, it's not even movie by movie, it's hour by hour. The series gets worse and worse until Christopher Nolan takes it over.
Speaking of Robert Wool, how many JFL shows did you do in total?
I did two.
Two?
Two, yeah.
So which was what?
I did the warm-up show, which was like Best of the Fest, like at the Yucks.
Sure.
It's definitely not Best of the Fest. It was just a warm-up show for all of us. And it was, it was a weird show. Like, I was on, like, I got bumped by, like, all these, like, people that, like, Robert Funches and this other, like, pro. So I was, like.
Can't really get mad about getting
No,
bumped,
not at all. Like, but, I was,
but you still played it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert
I was on, like,
Funches?
13th or something.
Oh, my God. The show with 13 performers?
Yeah.
Holy
so,
shit.
Like, it was kind of. Like, seven.
Really?
So it was a long show. Like, yeah, it was, no like, shit. Reaching 2 hours. I was, like, right before the headliner,
oh
like,
God.
The Lucas Brothers. And so, yeah, it was kind of, like, crowd was, seemed like it was a little quiet. It was, like, not full or anything. So I was, like, really, I didn't have a great set. I had a decent set. It was a fine set, but like, yeah, it wasn't but like what you want to
kind of long. Yeah,
hit it out of the park. But I was like, yeah, whatever.
Was it packed? Was it like in terms of
no,
crowd?
No, it wasn't that packed.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like a little bit nervous for like the big show. Then I did.
And to think
Stroud.
It was so well advertised.
Yeah.
That venue.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They're just
I thought
like,
it
hey.
Closed.
I think it was just like some guy with a speakerphone out front that was like, hey, you know, Yuck Yuck is opening.
Do you not even know about this?
I knew Yuck Yuck's closed.
There's a new Yuck Yuck.
Wow, you.
There was a new Yuck Yuck's during the
I'm
festival.
Not a comedian, though.
I know,
so
but don't
they
you
opened,
like work?
They opened up like.
Did you interview these people?
Did you
know?
Remember the place
I've been
did
busy
the
watching
show?
Fantasia movies. Okay.
Remember the place, like, the, comedy, the place they did the wrestling comedy show?
Yeah.
They read that
Privateer.
Yeah, Privateer.
Yeah.
It's actually super nice.
Well, yeah, Privateer was a nice venue, right?
It's like. If it could work, it would, like...
They pulled that together quick.
If they pulled it together and, like, got people out there, it'd be a fucking amazing
It looks completely
venue.
Different than...
No. It's exactly the same. Just, like, they got rid of all the couches. The stage is still in the middle, but then...
But that
like,
room is so small.
I know, but, like, I don't know.
Well, it's also downtown.
Don't ask me about
that. That room is so small.
It would be an amazing
Morgan,
venue.
Why did you open Yuck Yucks there?
I don't know.
Morgan, how
but
did this happen?
I approve.
So, anyway...
It's a nice venue.
And it's more centrally located than the other one, which was a million miles out, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Wasn't the other one, like, up on the highway?
No, it was in Mile End. It was right by where I lived. I skateboarded here from where I live. From even further than...
Then where's your skateboard, Big Shot?
It's up there. Just chilling. I can see it from here.
So can I. He's pointing at a real skateboard, if you look.
I don't, actually.
My God, next to that stool, Walter.
Or behind the stool.
Not yep. seeing it.
By the front door. This is great podcast material.
It's making reference to a visual thing that barely we can see.
See that thing way over there at
number
the end of the bar?
Number 3.
No. So then what was the second show?
Then
was
that was
follow-up?
At Lastrel. That was like the actual homegrown competition.
And how did that go?
Which I feel, I don't want to shit on you, but you're not from here.
Yeah, but I fucking...
It's literally just like Canadian.
No, I know.
Yeah,
fucking,
I know.
I'm just fucking.
And also, I get offended by that. Like, I feel like
I get offended
like,
by
this
it
is
too.
Where I like started comedy, pretty much. Like, I did comedy for like nine months in Calgary.
Yeah,
I just get offended
and
by
I've
its
done
awfulness.
Comedy for like 6 years here. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I feel this is where I've grown, and I'm like super stoked to like rep Montreal comedy. So I like really wanted to do good for.
I would
for
definitely
the scene.
Not think of you as an out
of
towner, like
yeah,
or
no,
like I wouldn't be like
not.
Bringing his special brand of Calgary
yeah.
comedy
yeah,
to Montreal.
Like all, it's like the best, I guess it's the best up-and-comers from Canada. So
I'm only
like nine.
I'm only going to start like referencing your out-of-towniness if you get really successful.
Yeah, because he's like, he was never born here. He can't speak French.
I do this with Darren. I'm like, you know, it's bad enough he's got that accent. But he comes here and he takes all the good jobs. And he's not even from around
here. Yeah, well,
saying,
most people are supposed to go to Alberta to get jobs.
We're from here, yeah.
I'm like Alberta dickhead. I'm like, I'm going to go to Quebec and fucking Jesus steal Christ. People's shine.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, what can I say?
So homegrown, that's a big deal. But you guys had the... Was your show last year, the Anglos Francos, was that ZooFest or
no,
JFL?
That was like 2 years ago. That was ZooFest when it was still part of JFL.
Officially?
Before.
It was part of
it
JFL.
It was this year again, but before, like, it was off JFL presented by ZooFest. So when I did it 2 years ago, it was like ZooFest was part of the festival. It was like, that was the year that, like, Jeselnik was here doing ZooFest and all these people.
Right.
Doing, so I think it was like kind of an offshoot. But it wasn't
the relationship
really...
seems to change every year.
Yeah,
yeah
changed,
it's
they
really
they change
it's
the
really
format
weird.
Every year though. Yeah. Like,
hmm?
It's like yeah, it's always like.
And last year it had nothing to do with it. Then this year the like ZooFest was its own thing, but off you could get into the off JFL shows with a ZooFest pass.
And yeah, there was like an agreement, but it wasn't formally. They're not
owned
by, but there's some sort of agreement between them. Yeah,
I have no idea.
Whatever, man. Montreal festivals.
Yeah.
I think there should be a mega pass that lets you do everything.
There is
no.
There is.
No.
There is.
Nope.
There's that thing that's called Festival Fest or whatever. It's like...
Yeah, but like...
It's like a thing that like it's supposed to like do exactly what you just described.
Does it cost like $1,000?
So what, it just gets you into ZooFest and...
No, but I'm thinking something that should get you into
like
gets you into Fringe, Oceaga.
Beep, 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 beep.
What's your feeling about air horns and music?
Well, my feeling is that I don't think Walter should do a 5-minute bit about it.
Oh yeah, you saw
on
that
Tuesday night.
I was like, The worst part is I feel that I'm almost partially responsible because I told him we're sitting there just on top of a hill at the back of Oceaga just yelling air horn, and I was like, you need to do such a long bit where you just yell out air horn in the middle of everything.
That's it wasn't that's 5 minutes. That's kind of what I was doing. But it felt though, like
but
it.
That's, you're describing the bit that Morgan saw.
Yeah. And then I was just like, you, I was just like, oh, boy.
But it was like, we were just like, we went up like on like basically the smallest stage. It's like not even... like, not even the smaller main stage. Like, really the smallest stage. There's kind of a hill behind it. So we went up there to, like, eat. And there was some band that was just completely abusing air horn sound effects. And the crowd was just, like, eating it up. Like, they were, like, screaming. We're like, who are these people? Like, it's really not what you expect out of Oceaga.
Air horn aficionados.
Broshiaga goers.
Broshiaga. I like to be a good air horn. Right in the ear.
So bad.
I saw them at Dollarama today. I was in a Dollarama. I was in more than one Dollarama today.
What were you looking for? Shoes?
I was looking for a...
air horns?
Nice... no, Morgan. No, I was not looking for shoes.
Underpants.
I was looking for a wall plug for a iPhone cord.
And you thought they'd have that at the
they
dollar store?
They have everything at the dollar store.
Do they have that?
Look at this. I'll show you this. Here's another visual reference coming up for
okay,
you.
Okay, but exciting. Did they have the plug-in?
They didn't have that, but like, look. They have the actual, just like a generic fucking like iPhone charger cord at the dollar store. They have fucking everything there.
Well, that's do you want to plug your phone into my computer right now?
Can I? I would love to do that.
I know you would.
I would. You know, that's, I mean, I meant to do that at the beginning of the show. God damn it, Morgan. We can't use this fucking take now.
I don't know. I guess right, we got two more. Don't worry. It's ready? All afternoon,
is
people.
On point.
Hey, Morgan. Did you add Robert Wool on the podcast?
I'm sorry. What? Is a podcast?
Okay, let's start from the top. What is a podcast? Rewind real quick. I was just putting.
Don't explain it.
I just have this microphone on because you guys.
Just keep.
I thought this was how we were chilling.
Morgan, you've done this like 5 times now. Come on.
Yeah, this is actually my third podcast of the summer.
Ooh.
Not one of them
has been aired yet.
No, that's not true. You did our short Fringe episode. And
oh, yeah, I don't think that was aired.
It was aired.
Was it?
Of course it was aired.
I didn't see
it. What
the
fuck you think this is, bruh?
I didn't see it. I thought it was False Promises. But I did two other ones.
Go to the website, bruh.
Like, actual ones, but they were never aired. I don't think I was funny enough or interesting enough.
Yeah, we don't fucking...
You guys don't care. Like, you guys just have your own conversation. It doesn't matter who's on, huh?
Correct.
How is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
The thing always flows.
Exactly. You guys are killing it.
Boom. Number three.
Sometimes I put my mic down, and I just, like, throw my keys right down next to the mic here, and it's like, cool. That's fun.
Sounds.
It's like, yeah, it's a...
It's
that's
the best, because when you guys go have a conversation, I can go get myself another beer.
I'm like, I'm going to drink now.
That's the whole
would
plan.
Not be the first time that that's happened.
This is...
It says charge. It doesn't say charging.
Oh,
no, there's a little lightning bolt.
There's a little lightning bolt. That's good, yeah.
Lightning bolt. Oh, so dollar store. Works $2 for that?
Yeah, or no. Yeah, $2, right?
I guess it doesn't matter, because like, when you buy the shit $40, it's still made in China and it's still mass-produced.
This is the thing, yeah.
And I guess this is just shittier.
This is like a generic version.
And Apple's already moved away from that charger, right?
Yeah.
Like, the 5 doesn't use that.
But like, so many people still have those phones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those. Actually, it's just an iPod.
You remember how like when DVD players or like the fucking Blu-rays and shit like that started coming out, and you needed the HDMI cable to like.
They were so expensive,
and they were like, no. But what they would do, like at big like future shops and like the big electronic stores, is they would charge like, they're like, okay, so you have your fucking high def thing now. It doesn't come with this cable that you absolutely need to make high def work. But we could you can buy one for
$30,
and I'm like,
you have to do that for like an Xbox when the Xbox 360 came out.
This is what I'm talking
yeah, but
about.
And the fiber cable and everything. Yeah.
So what, but
now they're at the dollar store.
It's at the dollar store. It's $2 for like a meter long like HDMI cable.
Really?
That's,
and it probably just
like,
lasts forever.
It's.
Or even if it doesn't,
it doesn't matter. It's $2.
Yeah.
It's $2.
You could buy one a month. And it would be cheaper than like buying a fucking monster gold-plated HDMI bullshit.
They always stress that gold-plated, like for optimal.
Can I just get like dickery. Platinum? Or is platinum more expensive?
Adamantium is the
adamantium.
The one you want. Yeah,
titanium.
Good thing I don't own anything, so I will never need any of these products.
Morgan doesn't own anything. He like right now, it's a pretty good look. He has headphones, not plugged into anything. they're just around his
Well,
neck.
I don't have enough pocket room. I do. I just got like this one. This is an iPod.
You look like if we took one of those silhouettes from the Apple commercials, from the iPod commercials there.
Yeah.
And if we like, and we turn the lights on, and we suddenly saw what you look like. It's like, oh.
You're like, oh, I don't want to buy that anymore.
Oh. I understand the silhouettes. Yes.
You were dancing so jovially to something else earlier.
I just did a little dance. Thank you, Walter.
We really should have a video component to this podcast.
Want to just go video? We just go video.
Just go video.
Just go video, but then you can't like listen to it on your headphones on the way to work.
Some podcasts do it both, right? Like there's the Jay and Dan podcast. They have a video of the entire podcast, and they also release the podcast.
Could the website sustain that?
Well, no, but we put the video.
The
on
website
YouTube.
Can't sustain it.
No, we would. If we hosted the video, I absolutely would never post video on my fucking website. That would kill you in bandwidth. But you just post the video on YouTube and use their bandwidth. Do you want a camera just set up, pointed vaguely in our direction? Walter's like, yes.
Do you guys wait till you're doing the podcast to figure this stuff out? Do you guys never have like any like meetings outside the podcast?
Rarely.
Can that be the quote from this episode?
Listen, Morgan, we brought you on board as a consultant. That's what this is about right now.
Well, I guess I should get a second beer under all this golden advice.
How much time do we got left on this?
We're like at the halfway point.
Halfway
point.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so long.
Halfway point of the first.
Are you getting us all
first,
more beer, Walter? Yeah. Walter's going to get us all more
beer.
So
it's the halfway point of the first take.
Correct.
Okay. There we go.
Now that Walter's gone, we can get to. Have you seen the HBO original series Arliss?
Arliss, no.
Starring Robert Wool. As Arliss.
What does Arliss do?
Jesus. I think he's a sportscaster.
Is this a new HBO show?
No. This This was the show that played after Sopranos, which I think was the only reason it got. It went like five, six seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
An HBO show that went that long, I'd never heard of. That's crazy.
Yeah, because it was like, if you think about what was an HBO show before the Sopranos. Kind of nothing. Like, Sopranos was really like the start of, holy shit, HBO makes good TV shows,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Like, Sopranos predates fucking Entourage. Maybe around Sex and the City time, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
about that. And
that was the, like,
then
when
6 Feet Under was, like, shortly after. Then, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was around, like, a little bit after that.
So, yeah, so Arliss was, like, the start of HBO making, like, serious business TV shows. Or not necessarily serious. Arliss was, like, kind of a comedy.
Yeah. Well, most HBOs are. Like, you know, they're all very dark. But, like, Sopranos is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Even 6 Feet Under is really funny and all that
I've never
shit.
Seen really 6 Feet Under. They always say, HBO says that about Larry Sanders Show, like how if you watch, like, the extras features on the Larry Sanders
Show. Larry
Sanders
is funny just
they're
to
like,
begin
that
with.
Was the show that gave them their identity.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Larry Sanders is fucking amazing. That's only 2 beers. We need 3, Walter.
I'm too tripping it.
You're too tripping it. So you're a big TV fan, though, right, Morgan?
Yeah, well, I like...
All I remember is you trying to sell me on Parks and Rec one time, and I still haven't gotten back
to... You haven't got to... Oh, my God.
No, he hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy either.
No, I have seen Parks and Rec. I've seen all the episodes ever. I'm having a conversation with someone that's not even on the microphone right now.
You'll hear him, though. I see him showing up on our mic.
He's just screaming so hard you can hear it through the mics. Yeah, no, I've... Parks and Rec is one of my favorite sitcoms. Like,
it's on
ever.
Netflix amazing. Now, so it might actually.
Oh, is
get into it?
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Is it true that I can skip the first season? Because they retool it, right? Like
yeah.
they.
Nah, yeah.
Well,
I mean, you
don't,
could.
They don't overhaul it, but they retool it.
It gets better. It definitely gets better every season. Once
put on your fucking headphone if you're gonna be getting into the conversation.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Walter like just sits down with a beer and starts talking.
So he's the sidekick today, and you're the main host. Does it switch every time?
No.
No, it's just always the same.
It really depends on like how inebriated Walter is.
I'm not inebriated. He's had one beer. Have you been drinking at all the dollar stores?
Yep.
I only in $5 stores today. $5 stores. You know
they don't let you in when you're drunk?
What do they have at the dollar store?
Just go to the back. They got juice. Some of it's expired.
Well, they do have travel like scopes.
Yeah, like little things of scope and little things like they have like name brand products. but in small quantities.
Yeah. So you could just go to the dollar store and just pound the scopes. Walter comes out of the dollar store with the freshest breath and a little bit of a stumble.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I got kicked out of another dollar store. I need my wire. We need my wire.
Walter's acting really drunk, but his breath's really fresh. These two things don't always go together.
I need my wire.
Man, I have my wire.
Want to hear a horrible fucking thought that I had on the way over?
All right.
There was a guy, you know that those Canada Day...
Is the piano player okay, though?
Yeah, you know there are those, like, felt cowboy hats that they sell for Canada Day?
Sure.
But you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Bright red felt cowboy hats they sell for Canada Day.
Do they have, like, a Canadian flag on it?
Yeah, like, there's, like, a maple leaf in the front, and they're, like, they sell them at the dollar
store. It's, like, white maple leaf and all red felt cowboy hat?
Yeah. They sell them at the dollar store. Walter probably saw them on discount at the dollar store today. But there was a guy wearing one of those
stock
hats, and the worst thought that I had, I mean, I feel really shitty about it, I actually had the thought that I hoped that that guy was, like, had mentally... a problem, and that he wasn't actually going out in the middle of August wearing the red Canada Day cowboy hat, because I was like, "This, you're too late."
Isn't Canada Day in July?
Canada Day is July 1st.
What if it's just a patriotic motherfucker, though? Like,
but that's what I was like. I was like, I hope there's something, like, wrong with him.
No!
Oh, so he's still wearing it.
No, he was wearing it today on my way.
Dude, like, fucking guys, like, in Texas and shit wear American flag hats.
I guess.
Like,
yeah, but not in Quebec.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was,
he was like, maybe he was like
sense.
Ultra like, but yeah, that West was my Mount English guy or something.
That was my.
Well, if he was West Mount English guy, why is he shopping at the dollar store?
Right.
You'd never go to the dollar store.
You know what,
where Walter's just pounding scopes.
Meanwhile, like,
third aisle.
What the fuck is this guy doing? Anyway?
I'm also looking for hangers.
It's the West Mount dollar store.
West Mount dollar store.
It's $4.50.
You have any silver polish in here?
Anyway, yeah, that was my terrible thought, was wishing that a man had, like, was mentally handicapped so that it would excuse why he was wearing a Canada hat.
Just makes you feel uncomfortable, not him.
No, he was probably fine. He was rocking it.
Yeah, you should have been like, I wish I was mentally handicapped so I wouldn't have to
the thought I have every
deal
day.
With that.
If I...
Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't... I can't believe... Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing.
Walter's reaching into his bag.
Just keep going.
His bag of tricks.
It's fine. You know what?
I think he's going to pull out a cowboy hat.
That's my favorite. It's fine. That when I was on tour out east, like, my buddy, he lives out there. He, like, comes and opens for me, like, whenever I'm out there. And he has this great, it's fine.
It's very distracting.
That is, it's fine.
You got a fart modulator from the dollar store, Walter?
Oh, my God. Is that...
Oh. Every time Walter has a fucking sound effects maker on the podcast, it's the fucking worst. You want to see what that looks like? That's what that looks like.
How are the levels on that?
It's showing up pretty good. Morgan O'Shea, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Thank you for wasting mine and all your
listeners'
time. So,
not content with
how many
keys.
Ways? It's a real gas.
Get it?
How much did this cost you?
Okay, this I got at Target. And it was like...
You got a Target. So you actually paid, like, decent money for this.
I didn't, though.
How much was this?
I looked at this thing, like, this is a ridiculous piece of bullshit. And then I saw there was, like, a liquidation sticker underneath it. And so it was, like, down to, like, $4 or something.
So it's
like,
got... It's got, like, a... It's got a remote,
a lot cooler than,
and then there's a wire... That leads to a speaker, so it's like a modern day whoopee cushion,
so
but
you
can only be 2 feet away.
Is there really that?
Yeah, it's a remote control.
No,
like,
dude,
a
this
joystick,
is all the same thing.
And then there's a wire.
Thing.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding?
They're
me?
Two different things.
Yeah, there's a remote and a fucking speaker. I'm looking at it. It looks kind of
Walter
like a nut
is so scope drunk right now. He can't even read the directions on the shitty
product.
There's
not two pieces. Oh, my God. Are there two pieces?
There's two
pieces.
Holy
shit.
Like a nunchuck for a Wiimote.
Huh.
Right over here, and then the speaker.
Wow.
Holy shit. I looked at...
I just understood this
product. I have yet to get a good look at it, and I could see that. Walter bought it and has no fucking
And then used it for 40 seconds on air. But it's still in the package. So you know how many people have, like, pressed that? Like, it's probably on its last leg. Like, the little joystick. Oh... It doesn't even sound like a
The best part is that it's a present for someone.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
That is the best part.
I think so.
It made me give you a little, like, have a little bit more hope for you.
As opposed to Walter's like, I can't not buy this.
Except that you know people that would think that that's awesome.
Do you want to say who the present's for?
Who's the present for?
It's for Nick Bucci. I got him a couple other things, too, but also I got him a fart machine.
Nick Bucci used to listen.
He used to listen?
This evening?
Okay, so this won't be spoiled. This will go up on Thursday. I don't know.
That's why, yeah.
But this is Nick. Why don't I have a website and get free stuff, Bucci?
What is that story?
He was just like, we're sitting there, we're like, we do a daily podcast for Fantasia. Like, we said we record two movies every day, and Fantasia's like a fucking 3-week thing. And we're like, we bust our balls, and he's like, I could get press passes, I could have a website. I was like, fuck yourself, Bucci. We like bust our balls for this. It was funny.
Did you guys see that movie that I saw, like, all the posters, like, right by Burritoville? It's called, like, The Courier or something, like this blaxploitation movie. Or the...
I
don't want to talk about the one thing that we did, that we riffed on.
There was a whole blaxploitation... yeah, we can talk about this.
No, we can't.
We could say Boss N-Word.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we could... Okay.
Okay, wait. There was a whole black...
apologies for the amount of times we're about to say N-Word.
I'm sure no black people listen to your podcast.
Chris Sandiford might.
Why would you assume that?
Number one, Chris Sandiford.
Where you at?
Number two... Anyway, yeah, there was a whole spotlight on blaxploitation cinema, and there's a film that was referred to in the catalog as just Boss.
Boss.
However, on the movie poster, it clearly said Boss
N-word.
And we were just like...
I'm not saying it said N-W-O-R-D. I'm saying it was...
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. Starring the guy you had, Fred Williamson.
Oh, Frank Williamson.
Starring Frank Williamson.
And he told me I was fat.
And we were just saying, like, imagine being...
That'd be awesome if it was starring Robert Wool.
It was amazing.
So we're saying, when this movie came out in the 70s, can you imagine being, like, a white couple being like, two tickets for Boss N-Word, please? And they're like... fuck out. Like, just trying to buy tickets to a movie called Boss N-Word.
I think you'd just be like, Boss.
Boss.
Can't get a movie. I'm sorry, we don't have a film called Boss. What did you say?
Say the real film. Say the film name.
I'm a really big Frank Williamson fan. Say the film. I was like, or did white people just not go to blaxploitation cinema? And I think that's probably the case. When they came out in the 70s.
The thing about blaxploitation cinema is that it was shown in predominantly black areas.
Right. A lot like the film Crush Groove.
So I feel like this whole hypothetical scenario that I've played out of my mind of a white person trying to go see Boss N-Word.
So you're saying that no white people lived in black neighborhoods?
I'm saying...
That's racist.
It was definitely not Mark...
It wasn't marketed to white
films
people.
Are called blaxploitation films for a reason.
Why?
Because they were exploiting the black people out of their
body. I don't feel like there's any way to dig myself out of the racial hole I've dug here.
You exploiting black people for money.
What I'm saying is, I know at least 8 black people. They come over to my house frequently for dinner.
On a night that you call...
I have a lot of black friends.
Yeah, black night.
And they come over once every second month.
For Black Knight.
For Black Knight.
Anyway. Like the film Crush Groove. Seen Crush Groove, Morgan?
No.
Crush Groove is the fictionalized retelling of the founding of Def Jam Records. It's fucking hilarious.
So now, when are you going to go on to JFL 42?
I'm not going on to that. I didn't win the competition.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Who did?
DJ won, so he's going to be one of the 42. DJ Demare. And then Pavone came in second.
DJ's a nice guy.
DJ's amazing. And
who's second?
Alex Pavone.
Where's he at?
Pavone's from Toronto. He's a Toronto guy.
I've seen his name.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people that won really deserved it, and like it was just an amazing show.
Did you get any kind of like gift certificate or anything?
What do you mean, like a gift certificate?
Like a gift certificate, good for another show.
I'm saying like a participation award or anything.
No participation award.
participation.
But I got a couple pats on the back and some like attaboys.
But that's good, though. But you're still getting your, like, name in the paper and all that shit. There's, like,
no,
a bunch
they,
of...
No, you know, they didn't do one... They, no one reviewed this show. It was, like, the... it's so funny.
Which, yeah, I, somebody told me this.
I think it was Stevie, because he's so indignant. He's
yeah,
so,
so
upset
that
probably,
one reviewed this show probably, or reviewed
it,
our
Now
Memorial
that you mentioned
Rumble.
It, yeah, it was probably Stevie.
But, yeah, it was really funny, because, like...
Nobody.
The only times
nobody
I've
came.
Ever get reviewed...
Nobody came, Morgan. No one came.
Yeah.
No one,
that
no
show
one came.
Didn't exist. The only time I ever get reviewed is when I, like, just eat shit. And this is like, this is the worst thing ever. I've never done a good show. Oh, no. The only show I've done a good in front of a reviewer is, like, last year on my tour. And then this year during Sketchfest when I hosted with Stefan. And the only thing, like, it wasn't even a quote. It was just, like, the hosts were hilarious.
Not and you're like, I was one of them.
Yes. So am I just hilarious? That's what I can use.
If you put like make like an album or like a DVD, like a felt like a concert live concert film, it should have that quote. Like it should like the host bracket like square brackets inserted. Morgan O'Shea, the host.
Yeah, exactly.
Square
when, they do,
brackets,
when they do the
Morgan,
quotes and they have to add the stuff
add the
that's
square
in the
brackets.
Morgan O'Shea.
Dot,
dot,
dot, and bracket.
Yeah, and bracket, and then
was hilarious.
Was hilarious.
So, Alder, we're going to do 5 questions and we'll talk about why Morgan was actually here?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
You guys have games?
Yeah, we have games. Oh, yeah, you were like an early. You were like a first tenor, eh? Originally.
Yeah, man. Back with bets and stuff?
Yeah.
That was so fun. That's still like top 5 stories, man.
What?
Just like that episode that like booked this person backs out, and just like book downwards until we get to Darren, like a blackout drunk Darren Henwood, like, saying the most like unsettlingly like filthy things in the world, like
the worst.
Hey, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Morgan.
Yeah. You ever played 5 questions? Or I was going to say 5 games. You ever played 5 games?
You ever
played
with 5 games with Robert Wool?
5 games?
Question the first. You know who Robert Wool is? Question the second. What was Robert Wool in? Question the third. What will Robert Wool be in? Question the fourth. Why aren't you Robert Wool? Question the five?
Is Darren Henwood Robert Wool?
Is Darren Henwood...
Do I have to remember each...
Yes.
Is that the actual game?
No.
No.
That's a terrible game.
All right. Question the first. I'm trying to find where the questions are.
Questions
what
the
did
first.
You want to be when you grew up?
What is your favorite
Go.
Smell? What is your favorite smell?
Is nope. there, like, is...
Nope.
So do I smell? Just listen
the
to
host.
The host or the sidekick? I don't know who's who.
Shut up.
Well,
man,
you actually are... Keith is actually reading it off of an iPhone. So
what is
I'm
your favorite
like
smell?
Game,
just really quick, what's your favorite smell?
Favorite smell?
Say pussy.
Like a woman's BO.
Like a woman's BO.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweeter.
It's fucking sick.
Nice.
You would have loved Oshiaga.
Well, you have to, like, you know, a woman you
I know
love,
what you mean, though. Like,
obviously.
Go check out
you
Lord.
You can't just smell like any sweaty bitch.
Go listen to... You should have been... You should
have
been...
I take it back. That's the quote. You can't just go and smell any sweaty bitch.
I was going to say, you should have gone to Lord at Oshiaga.
Lord.
Like the singer Lord and just headed into the crowd. There was a lot of sweaty women.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're into that.
Was it really?
Okay, so yeah. What was the...
The actual question is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A paleontologist when I was a kid.
Like Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Dun, 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 dun,
I think it might have been before Jurassic Park, actually.
That's good. That's pretty cool. But I mean, you lived in, like, paleontology country.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You must have actually, there must have been actually been an industry, right? Like,
I don't know.
No?
Like, Drumheller?
I feel like...
Drumheller has, like, this this fucking museum, the Terrell Museum.
What has it? What did you just say?
Drumheller.
It's like the biggest concentration of dinosaur bones in North America.
And so that's, like, maybe 2 hours outside of Calgary. Or maybe longer, I don't know.
You've
but, like,
dinosaurs.
When you're a kid, you go to this, like, the Drumheller, the Tyrell Museum. I don't know if that's
Lannister?
Really true, or it might just be that I've watched too much Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
we might have to check that fact. I think it might be true, though. I don't know.
The Tyrells are another family, dude.
So, yeah, when you're a kid, you go there,
the
and it's, like,
flowers.
The best thing ever. But then I went there as, like, an adult, and I was like, oh, man, this sucks.
The thing for me that sucked when I was a kid, which was awesome, was Aussable Chasm. And then when you go as an adult, you're like, oh, this is just hiking. But, like, when you're a kid, you think it's the fucking, like, it's, like, basically the Grand Canyon. It's not. I don't know if you've been. It's, like,
been.
In upstate New York, Aussable Chasm.
Aussable Chasm.
Yeah. Now, this is one you need to answer as fast as you can.
Oh, yeah. What do you think heaven looks like?
You.
Thank you. Keith, question the second.
Who's the greatest person of all time?
Me.
All right. Fair.
That was bad.
Reasons why?
Wait, one more time. Keith, ask it again.
Who's the greatest person of all time?
Richard Pryor.
He was in that film Boss N-Word.
Let's go one more.
Well, you have to tell me when to go. It's
one, two, three.
Who is the greatest person of all time?
Then go back to me.
Morgan, who's the greatest person of
all time?
Walter's
just gonna keep asking you until you say Walter. There we go.
Question the third.
What is the worst fashion choice you ever made? Someone muted their mic.
When?
Yay. Might have been you.
Oh, yeah. It was
forever?
Me. No, it's happened recently.
Okay, good.
Like, really recently. Don't worry about it.
I think I just leaned down. Yeah.
Okay. Serious, though. What's the worst fashion choice you ever made?
Hanging out with you and Walter.
Oh. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Walter's wearing a terrible fucking t-shirt, I gotta say.
You're Mount Royals? Is that, like, the softball
dude.
That's what everybody's saying, but it's the men's roller derby team.
This is classic Canadiana.
Which might also be the softball team.
This is classic Canadiana.
Classic Canadian, the cow t-shirts?
Yeah, dude.
You wore it because fucking Morgan's from Calgary?
I was moving shit today, asshole.
Oh, shit. No. Do you hear what he just said? He was moving shit.
Yeah, that was good. Throw down the mic. Walter's out. He's going to go grab his fart machine go hit up the streets.
Walter's resorting to terrible wordplay for his fucking podcast. Okay. Walter's now taking off his clothes.
A year ago, Walter would have never done that.
It's true. Now he's super proud. Yeah, he was at Oceaga and he really wanted to go crowd surfing.
You should.
Because he was like, I'm lighter. Crowd surf me.
You should have.
Question. Is this your worst fashion choice? It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go with that one.
Go with
that's
that one.
Kind of funny.
Hanging out with us. Walter's putting on deodorant, though. Your fashion choice is getting better and better.
Where do you have to be at 6 o'clock on St. Laurent?
Hot date
with your Third Man Records and your Old Spice? Third Man Records t-shirt. Is that your guys' thing?
No.
I don't know what that is.
God, no.
No, that is the record label of Jack White, sir.
Oh, okay.
Mark.
They're also the record label of Robert Wool, right?
Yeah, Robert Wool's on Jack White.
Everything. Though. Question numero quattro.
This came from the filmmakers of Kung Fu Elliot, which is a documentary that you should fucking see.
The fucking Tiger's question was for him. They didn't properly answer. We're gonna ask him Tiger's questions because we did the switcheroo-ney.
So do I get a new five questions?
You get two questions.
You're gonna get two questions.
You're gonna get 4A and 4B.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
What is the fucking most taboo thing you've ever done during sex?
That comes from Giant Tiger, an amazing professional
wrestler.
Had sex
in the asshole.
In your asshole?
No, in someone's asshole, and it was the worst thing in the world.
Oh, so it wasn't like clean.
I guess I didn't know you had to go hose off an asshole. Yes.
What did you fucking think?
That is kind of something you should think, though.
Well, I'll never do it again, so I never have to worry.
That's one of the reasons why, like, I always joke with my girlfriend that, like, I want to fuck her in the ass, but like I don't really because there's a huge amount of maintenance.
I did it once.
I always joke with my girlfriend that I want to fuck her in the ass. Get it?
No, it's just because I don't like. It's fun to joke about because I don't actually want to do it.
It's a weird
kind of
thing.
Shit on your dick.
It's a weird thing. I'd rather just like go from behind and like have that sweet vagina than like
yeah, exactly.
Jam it in some
That's
asshole.
It. Well, my arguments about anal sex is like
I wouldn't want anyone to lick my asshole. I know that shit's not clean.
Correct. Do you want to lick someone else's asshole?
Yeah, well, I mean, like there. If it comes down to it, you'd have to lick an asshole.
If she's
oh yeah, that's a pun. Is it? If shit comes down to it.
Hey!
Down to it, you have to lick the asshole.
It might be.
If that was, there'd be like, and especially, I feel that here's another factor about anal sex that I need to mention is that if it's at the point where like anal sex is feasible, it's probably been after drinking and it's probably pretty sweaty. Like,
yeah, well, sweaty probably helps.
Maybe, but it doesn't help.
No, water's a terrible lubricant.
Is it?
Yes,
it dries out real fast.
Well, but I'm just saying, but if you cry a lot,
if you're really gonna be like licking it, and then it's sweaty, shitty asshole. So just anal sex was you've never had like sex in public or sex in somewhere like a church?
Taboo, like that was just I thought. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess, like, taboo, like, what is the worst thing I've ever done, like, in public?
Would this
something?
Be a bad time, by the way, to, like, bring up...
That I don't know anything about the English language?
No,
but,
no. I was going to say, would this be a bad time to bring up... During Just for Laughs, one of my most distinct memories of Just for Laughs this year is going to the final party and hanging out with you for a while.
Yeah.
And hanging out with your aunt.
Yeah.
Your super
would
cool
be,
aunt.
Would be a terrible time to bring it up, though, because it's, I don't understand the segue.
I'm just saying, well, from the last question, that's what reminded me.
Okay.
What?
What was the taboo thing? Like, I hung out with my aunt at Just for Laughs?
Your aunt showed up, and like, and Morgan's aunt like was like partying with everybody.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, and it's like I forget sometimes. Like, I guess that like the age difference between like a nephew and aunt can be like
very
shorter.
Yeah, she's
if
like,
it's like the younger sibling of your parent, like
yeah, absolutely.
So she's like.
She's like 40s something.
I don't know, but she was a good looking lady.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
She was a crazy
I think
dame.
What Walter's trying to is that he hit on your aunt.
No. That I did not do that.
No, your aunt and my aunt and your girlfriend got along though, famously. Ooh. Is what you said. They got along famously. That was your exact quote. Your aunt and my girlfriend, they get along famously.
You know, the funny part of this story is that I started to tell Morgan an anecdote,
uh-huh.
And then Morgan quoted a direct quote from said anecdote, which I don't entirely recall saying.
Huh, Walter. What is the greatest memory of you Morgan.
Yes.
What is the greatest...
Is this 4B?
This is 4B. Okay. This is from the... That previous question was from Giant Tiger. This is a question from the filmmakers of Kung Fu Elliot, which is an amazing fucking documentary that you should check out.
It's watch
it.
Check
it out.
No, like I'm not even kidding. It's fucking hilarious.
It'll be on the Food Network Elliot. This Saturday.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then I'll check it out for sure.
What is the greatest memory you have of your mother, and how did it, like, influence you, or how did your mom influence you?
I never met my mom.
Okay. So the greatest memory is her being absent, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't
Sorry,
know about bitch.
That was like,
but,
okay.
Well,
Keith, you
I
know,
think that one was for the tigress, right?
Yes, you know right there a little pre-show prep would have been good on that last question.
Fuck you.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but that's still influential.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say that not having a mom is influential.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, actually my aunt was like the closest thing that I had.
See?
So,
and she's a pretty cool lady.
Yeah, she's a pretty cool lady. She taught me, like, not to, like... Because without...
not to go down on a girl's asshole. Unless she cleaned it really well.
She never told me that, but she's that good of a, like, a... Like,
but she
would.
Meant to, she meant
would.
To tell you. You got that vibe.
If I asked my aunt, like, how do I go down licking a girl's asshole?
She'd be like,
she'd
no.
Be like, well, you don't, but, like, if you do...
Clean it.
Clean that asshole. Like, she's just, like, really positive influence, and without her, I probably... wouldn't respect women as much as
That's
I do because
cool.
like I was raised by like single dad that
so mega props to Morgan's
aunt. Yeah, auntie.
Is she back home now?
Yeah, she's back.
Is she a
back
listener?
In Kelowna. She's not a listener. She probably will be for this
She'll be
episode.
After this one.
She will be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now
you should do like a really soulful like R&B tune about like throwing it out there for your aunt. This one goes out to my aunt, a woman who I would not be here without.
Yeah,
my
that
aunt.
Everyone wants to fuck.
The worst. Now ask a question into the future to our future guests.
Okay. Oh, me ask a question.
That's how this works.
Like, we'd never once talked about the thing he was here to plug.
The intervention of Morgan O'Shea. I said it way at the top.
Yeah, well, can we do that at
the
end?
Yeah, we're going to get that at the end. That's what I said. I said we're going to do five questions, and we're going to talk about why Morgan's
future question.
Here. Yeah, what do you want to ask of our next guest? We don't know who it is, unless Walter has an idea. I don't
Describe what Walter and Keith are wearing.
Oh, that's shitty.
Okay, I can go.
We've dropped a lot of clues, though.
This episode,
no, but this
yeah.
is like, yeah, but I don't think... The next guest will be, like, describing how shitty
bit of
you
a
guys dress.
Question. It's a bit of a cop-out question.
Okay, let me come up with a new one.
While you think about it, we can talk about the fact that... Keep thinking about it. All try right. not to listen to us. We can talk about the fact that last, when we recorded with the Kung Fu Elliot guys, Walter was inexplicably wearing, like, jogging pants and a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wearing, like, a fucking Mr. Rogers sweater and a button-up shirt.
So
you looked like 100% the co-host.
I was terribly dressed for that one, too.
It was just like jogging pants and a t-shirt, and I was like in a sweater.
I've really taken advantage of this audio format to like show up terribly dressed. Like,
But can you change that into a hot date? Put on like a different graphic T-shirt.
I'm gonna keep my fucking my shorts.
I like those shorts, man.
Who are you moving?
What's that?
Who are you moving?
Moving. I was just moving a wall unit around with Nick Raz in the tour van.
Really?
Did you get a better question yet, Morgan?
Yeah, but then I forgot it. Like talking to you guys.
Shit.
All right. I don't know. Yeah. No. I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. Just like, okay.
Just to ask a question. Be like, what's something you'd want to know from a stranger?
What's up?
You're on a Tinder date.
Hey, what's up?
You've run out of things to talk about. What do you ask the girl? That's the question. There's your actual question.
So what's your favorite movie? No, that one's stupid.
Awful.
You could ask, what's your icebreaker
How
question?
Clean is your asshole right now? But there's a comma there.
Is your ass up. Right now.
Oh my god.
But do you want to know, like, do you want to know how clean someone's ass is? We'll ask
you. Yeah, ask it.
Well, then you can book the next guest and don't make it a fucking, like, don't make it Vittorio Rossi.
Mine's like probably. mine's like.
Can't you see that, though? Can't you see that? Like,
mine's like 90% what? Right now. 90%
what
clean.
What did you ask me?
What did you ask me?
How clean is my asshole? Oh, boy.
Are we going to have Vittorio on again?
I get that.
Dude, I don't know. You bitched at
How clean is your asshole right now, Walter?
How clean is my asshole? Probably not a lot.
Mine's like 90. I could use like a wipe, 90? But just mostly like for sweat.
I want to say... Yes.
I'm in Morgan's boat.
I'm going to say 82.
82?
78.
You've been moving shit, though.
You got 64. A lot... Yeah, you've been moving shit, and... You think it's cleaner because of the shorts? You got like air going up there to dry up that shit?
Literally. There you go with your pun.
Is that your final question?
God damn it, Morgan.
We're gonna
Hold
be
on,
like, from yes. Morgan
Three,
O'Shea.
Two, one.
Yeah.
Morgan, what's your question for next week's guest?
Yeah.
How clean is your asshole?
God damn it!
Right now.
Three, two, one. Morgan, question for next week's guest.
Would you lick my asshole right
God
now?
God damn it! No!
Okay, you wanna do one more?
One, two, three.
Whose asshole would you lick right now?
It's getting worse.
Celebrity or dead?
Three, two, one. Question.
Would you lick a dead guy's asshole right now?
Do you want to say who's, if you were to lick an asshole, whose would it be? So live or dead?
Three, two, one. Question.
Live or dead, whose asshole would you lick?
I'm keeping it.
Right or now?
Fucking book someone that we can ask this question to.
Why? It's a universal question.
Whose asshole would you
Mine would
lick?
Be Marilyn Monroe's, because you know she ain't doing shit down there. She's probably dirty.
I would be fucking... This is gross. I was going to say mine would be Audrey Hepburn, A, because she's hot, B, because I feel like she had an eating disorder and didn't poop much.
Yeah, probably, like...
She's super
Marilyn
skinny.
Monroe, you'd have to, like, dig in there. Like, she's got
she was a hefty
she was,
butt.
Like, you know, she was like a thick, nice woman, you know? She's like a thick lady.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
You don't think so?
I guess
I heard she was like for back
butt.
In the day.
She had a pretty good butt.
For back
butt,
in
yeah.
the day, now everyone's gotten skinnier. But Marilyn Monroe think, like, yeah, had some heft at that time. You needed like which is a good thing, you know.
But yeah, sweeter the cushion, the better the pushing.
Yeah, I put Fuck my you. Whole
from,
nose
from that
in
era.
Her asshole.
Audrey Hepburn is the be all end all of the hot.
Isn't that the first
ladies.
Time that you've talked about?
Because I
fucking Audrey Hepburn.
Love Audrey Hepburn.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking creepy.
How is it weird and creepy?
It's weird and creepy. You're weird and creepy.
She's my on my time travel fuck list.
You're
her
the only
maybe
guy
Debbie
who
Harris.
Ever talks about a fuck list, FYI.
Or a time travel fuck list, so you're a nerd and you don't get laid. That's amazing.
What's
don't you have a girlfriend? A
very serious girlfriend,
yeah.
Right? Almost 7.
Okay, that's why.
6.5 years.
And yet he talks about the
Who's
fuck
very
list.
Petite and skinny, just like Audrey fucking Hepburn.
Yeah.
I want to tell a story.
Why doesn't Sarah ever dress up like Audrey Hepburn for Halloween? She knows I'm obsessed.
Because of this, Keith. Because of this.
No, you don't get to tell a fucking story. Walter
One,
gets to...
Two,
no.
Three.
Morgan gets to talk about his shit.
Morgan?
Morgan, you drink too much.
Okay,
it's
thank
been lovely
you.
Having you here.
Yeah, it's been great being here.
What's, so you have a show with
I have
a
show on the 30th.
One, two, three. Tell us about your show coming
this
up,
is
Morgan.
Coming, this is airing on August 14th.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks from now.
It's on August 30th. It's a Saturday. It's my birthday kind of show slash like I started comedy on my birthday actually. So this is going to be my 7 year comedy anniversary slash birthday party, and I'm just getting like a bunch of people to come out, and it's gonna be like half roast, half jokes, half whatever the fuck. Like, you guys can come out and like get your time to cuss me out if you guys want. I don't. Well, I have. Out.
Can we? Do you want to? Like, I would love to do a little bit of time.
I think you should just.
Well, it's not like a. We'll have like because.
I would love to do some time, Morgan. Can you do type five? Can you do type five?
Type five. No, you can't do type five. But there's going to be a point at the end.
I have an idea that if Walter does get any time, you should just read Morgan's tweets about the Food Network and replace whatever Food Network celebrities talk about with Morgan.
That's hilarious. No, hey, yeah, it's
Morgan. Why are you wearing your sunglasses backward with your bleached tips? Hashtag Food Network.
Everyone's gonna come out. It's just gonna be like a debaucherous event. We're gonna go all night, so pretty much everyone's gonna be able to come on and like say their piece about me. And it's like $10 at Theater St. Catherine. It is.
How much is it? Where is it?
It's $10 at Theater St. Catherine, August 30th. 9 p.m. You guys can come out. You guys definitely.
It's Labor Day weekend because Labor Day is super
come
early
and, like,
this year.
Cuss me out as well.
It sounds good. I want to do.
It's
that.
Labor Day weekend. It's a long weekend, so you have no fucking excuse. Because the first is on the Monday, and
so it's called the Intervention of Morgan O'Shea. It's pretty much just come and cuss me out.
Come and cuss you out.
Yeah.
How
I like that.
It's $10.
Is there a website?
There's no website.
Well, Theater St. Catherine has a website.
Instagram account for it.
Is there what?
Is there an Instagram account for the show?
No.
Should start with.
I don't have a camera.
He's like, I have a fucking iPod, guys. Not an iPod.
Yeah, but there's no camera on it.
I know, because it's an iPod. You wouldn't need a camera.
Why not?
Don't get confrontational with the guys.
Why? Because that's your fucking exclusive domain. Morgan.
Yes.
Real talk about your show.
What take are we at now?
Like, fucking, I don't even know.
When I meant, like, three takes, it was like, you do the whole hour, then you clip, cut, and then you start again. Then after that hour, then you cut. Then it's like final. You do the final hour, and you remember everything that happened.
Yeah.
You're like 7 pints in by this point, but you remember.
That's how they filmed the movie Cybernatural. I'm not
is,
even kidding.
Robert Wood in that?
Robert Wood.
At this point, Morgan now started to refer to him as Robert Wood. Morgan, thank you so much for gracing us with your
presence
today. Is it not
Robert Wood? Because that's my
Robert
so,
Wool.
I'm just real
Wool.
Quick.
Yeah,
I
Robert
have a legit
Wood.
Question. Okay. Is that, can you get tickets in advance or only at the door?
At the door. I don't think Theater St. Catherine is open right now.
Isn't it?
No, it's under renovation for the next 2 weeks.
There's no website that you can buy tickets on?
TSC, man. Like,
yeah, I guess you can go on TSC.
You can probably get information on the show at the very least.
At the very least, you can go to Theater St. Catherine website.
Yeah.
And maybe you could buy tickets there.
I don't even know if they have the event up.
If not, hang out in places
Give
where
Morgan
you think
10
Morgan
bucks
might
and he'll
be.
Remember.
Morgan, what kind of places do you hang out? You hang out, you come to Grumps sometimes?
I come to Grumpy's on Tuesdays. I go...
Where you been, Morgan?
She's
like, JFL, motherfucker.
I was there. That's over now, though.
Where can people hang out with you and meet you?
They can add me on Facebook and then...
And then message you and be like, hey, Morgan.
You can
Morgan,
message me and be like, hey, hang out. It's like facebook.com/MorganStandup.
Hangouts with Morgan.
I should change it.
What's your Twitter?
Twitter is Jameson O'Shea.
I see that.
Subtle.
And yeah, well, I started like 5 years ago.
When people didn't realize that Twitter handles needed to be like close to their actual names, people could find them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walter
Jameson
O'Shea. Wally Good Times.
No, people know who that is.
No one knows who Jameson O'Shea is, not even the Food Network guys. I did a John Colucci one. I did one about John Colucci.
Catucci.
Yeah,
you gotta eat here?
Yeah, you gotta eat here.
What do you think about that guy?
He's shit. He's amazing because but he's like a nice guy, but he's shit because he doesn't like spicy food. So my tweet was, I avoid all other networks except for the Food Network, like John Catucci avoids spicy food. It wasn't a very good cuss out, but he favorited it. He was like, oh, hey, I'm John Colucci. I like I don't like spicy food.
Catucci.
Yeah. I was like, at John Catucci.
It's Colucci.
You should have been like, at John Catucci, the wrong brother died.
No. God damn.
Catucci.
Morgan, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Like, next time, you bring Scrabble.
I bring Scrabble.
We do this one take.
We're going to start a
we
new
do
podcast
one
called
take and,
Scrabble.
Start a podcast where it's silence for 5 minutes, and then, fuck, you can't do that. That doesn't spell right. And then it's silence.
It'd be so good.
This is also your cord, Walter. You can take it.
Yeah, I know. $2 cord. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for coming out. Walter's going to run away. Thanks, Morgan. Thank you.
those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh, man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure, as always, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?